Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. Sunday. Today's topic, the Bible 2.0. So we're going to be talking about that good old book that some of you guys have discarded because you don't know what it is. You don't know how to read it. But first, I'd like to do an assertion. As I walk the path of being good, I will keep my mind focused on read what you show. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Okay? Now, let's just address that for a second. You know? It's very important that you know what you want. Okay? So we're going to get back into the first code again. Because of this, well, we're going to go through some of the codes, but just a few codes I do mainly until you guys start asking questions about some of the other things in the Bible, some of the things that you can't quite explain to yourselves, and you might need a different perspective. You know, and it's not a right or wrong thing. It's just that it's nice to get different perspectives on things when you're dealing with books like the Bible, Quran, Bible, stuff like that there, you know? So today, the reason why we don't pray, because we don't, if you have $100 in your wallet, you don't have to pray to spend $100. You just go in your wallet, you get it, and you buy what you need. Well, according to the Bible, okay, Psalm 82, we're all gods, all right? And every place that they mention God in the book, they're talking about a man or a woman, okay, who are risen to the mindset, realizing who they are, and begin designing what they need to design to do for themselves, okay? the main thing that I want to make clear is that the universe works for you. Pray for what you want. All you have to do is let the universe know what you want. And the law of the universe is action and reaction, which is science. So through the actions of the universe, putting one thing together, make another thing happen here for you, because this is what you asked for, you will get whatever it is that you want. Now, the question is, be careful what you ask for. A lot of times you ask for one thing today and something else tomorrow. The universe has to make a whole paradigm shift to give you back what you wanted yesterday, and you never get what you want because you're constantly asking for something different. So you'd be 900 years old trying to figure out, how come I didn't get what I wanted? Because you don't know what you want. Be adamant about what you want. Focus on what you want, where you're going, and what you're trying to do, you know? My suggestion is that you sit in the middle of a circle. And as everybody goes around and around getting what they want, doing what they do, analyze how the people got what they got, you know? And then when you're ready, reach up and grab what you want, and you'll be able to hold on to it. Now, if you get on the outside of the circle without analyzing and studying, you'll be going around and around like a hamster on a wheel, never catching up. You know what I'm saying? So that's my methodology for you when we talk about, when we're dealing with the assertion, that's what we're talking about. When we say assert, we're asserting what we want into the universe so that the universe, action and reaction, can bring what we want to us. Okay? Now, okay, as far as I'm going for that. I like talking about love a few minutes, but I'm not going to talk about it that much. I talk about it every week. It seems that we still ain't getting the message, you know. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And with all the stuff I'm hearing going out there, we're definitely not practicing love. And you got some people that practice, this culture teaches you obsessionism and love. Oh, I found my soulmate. Everybody is your soulmate. Any man or woman can be a soulmate if they understand what love is. If all they do things to make you feel good, and all you do is do things to make them feel good, okay, you'll be in the middle of a feel-good relationship, okay, and neither one of your emotions will be bruised. Now, remember, there's only one emotion, and I've said this quite a few times, just a little bit. There's only one emotion triggered by different things that's important to you. You know what I'm saying? If I put so much emphasis on my little radio that I listen to every day, walking around with it, somebody touched my radio, I'm ready to kill them. And not think that, you know, you can get, just get another radio, man, you know? You value the radio more than you value the purpose of life that's touching the radio. I mean, when I was young, going to school, we used to have little blue suede shoes. Boy, you step on blue suede shoes. Boy, you step on the person's shoes, you got a fight going on, I'm telling you. Especially if you step on their sneaks and stuff, you know, they need some shoes called cha-chas and all that. They make stuff after what they're programming you to like, you know. But it's the first time I've been back on the air in a minute because my throat's been screwed up. What has happened, I'll give a little explanation there. What has happened is that I've been experimenting with the diet because people are coming into the five vegetable diet. And they want to know, well, what if I have a little fish with it, a little chicken with it, a little bit of this, a little that, but, you know. So I was experimenting with a little bit of flesh, although I stopped eating flesh almost 40 years ago. I've experimented with a little flesh here, a little flesh there, trying to see how it would affect the system. I've been taking my vitals every day. Just trying to see how it actually affects the system. Well, this is a 3-year process for me and the doctors, right? First of all, I went to the doctor. I want to give a shout out to the VA. The VA has been on point, you know. They've been treating me pretty good. When I'm back, when I go in there, they treat me like a rock star, which is good. But, you know, they work for the drug boys. You know, they're like when you say it like that. Yeah, you work for the drug dealers because you're not curing. You're curing people through the food and herbs. What you're doing is diagnosing what's going on and turn us over to the drug boys for pills and medicines for the cure. Well, they're not curing a lot of stuff. Some, they might be curing some things, but the main thing they're not curing, why would they cure certain things? Are they making billions of dollars off the money, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, so I was experimenting with the diet, and I wound up, I guess my blood thickened up when I got blood clots, you know? Now, the first time I went in, right, it's a 3-year process with man and doctors, okay? The first time I went in, right, they say they found something on my spleen or whatever. I said, okay, that's good. So I went back. I stopped playing with the diet and went strict on my diet. The next time I went in that following year, they couldn't find anything, okay? They kept telling me, oh, you need a biopsy the first time. Now they stopped talking about the biopsy and all that because they couldn't find anything, okay? But they're still trying to get me on some type of drug, but I didn't really. They gave me some stuff, but I didn't really take it, you know. So then I'm playing with the diet again because everything was clear. So I'm playing with the diet again. Now I went back again the following year. This was 3 years running. Now I didn't say they found something. So what I'm going to do, what I decided to do, is stop playing around with the diet. Stop experimenting, okay? And strictly eat the way I'm supposed to eat. The only thing that I can animately say to everybody that's out there, okay, is no more red meat, no more fried food. No red meat, no fried food. Just stop, period, okay? If you got any kind of illness or sickness, just stop the red meat and the fried food. That will automatically begin turning your system around. But the the fried vegetable diet, you know, that alone with the fruit smoothies that I'm making will cause a rest of ages. It's an age reduction diet. That's what it is. And if you stick strictly to the diet, it will help you immensely. Now, we're not talking about health today. We're talking about the Bible 2.0. But everything that we're talking about is in the book. Genesis 1:29. I've given you herbs and seed and fruit from all over the world for you to use as meat. Think about it. For you to use as meat, all right? Now, you know, the 1%, they're smart. So instead of calling meat what it is, according to the book, they call them flesh meat. They don't say flesh, they say meat. But the book says meat is your fruits and vegetables. So that's your meat. You know how Tom used to say the meat of the potato, you know? Why would they call the meat inside the potato meat, brother? You know, they call that meat. You see what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. the 3 meal a day diet guarantees the drug dealers. What drug dealers? Some other cocaine guy. The biggest drug dealers on the planet are the pharmaceutical industry. They're the real drug dealers. I'm not saying that some of the drugs they're putting out ain't good. Some of them are really good. Some of them are killing people, and they know it's killing people. They accept the losses because you win the lawsuit, you get a few $1 billion. They done made a few $1 trillion off of it. They can give up $1 billion. Cost of doing business, you know, even though people are dying out there. But so you have to be mindful of what you're doing. Okay. At any rate, this is why we're talking about the Bible 2.0. And we go a little bit into love because this culture teaches obsessionism as love. And being obsessed with somebody and they trying to run up from you and straining orders and all that has nothing to do with love, you know. That means that you're emotional unstable. Why? Because you're placing so much emphasis, emotion to it. Remember what I've been saying. There's only one emotion triggered by different things that you hold dear to you, all right? If you're in a relationship, if you're in a group, or whatever, you need to start teaching them or talking to them about love because unless you engage really in love, the groups that you're in is not going to work. The relationships that you're in is not going to work. You got Muslims, Christians, Hebrews, whatever, and they're getting divorced at an alarming rate because they don't actually deal with love. They deal with obsessionism. Okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. And that goes across the board. So whenever you're out there doing something or you're involved with people, consider what's going to make them feel good. And that's what you do. Don't even think about doing anything else, you know? Sometimes you've been in a relationship, you want to, he don't get jealous, and she don't get jealous, or maybe they don't love me, you know? Why push those kind of buttons, you know? You know, the heart has a neural net. It's connected to the mind. Not the mind, but the heart is connected to the brain. And when the brain, when something happens, and it's not comfortable to the brain, which is just comfortable to the body, your heart gives off hormones, you know? And you can walk past somebody that just looked like somebody that did something bad to you, and you get those hormones kicking in. You say, I don't like that person. I don't know why I don't like them. I just don't like them, you know? It's because they remind you of somebody that did something, and those hormones are there. Those hormones show up every time that type of event takes place. So this is why sometimes you just don't like a person because of because of the vibe. They please call it vibe back in the day. Because of the vibe was actually a frequency, because of the frequency that they're giving off. If I understand that you've experienced that frequency before, and that frequency resonates with your heart and those hormones jump out there, you know? And so that's what we're dealing with. Okay, now I'm not going to spend too much time on love, but the book that I'm talking about, we're talking about the Bible, right? The Bible is full of love and how we're supposed to be reacting towards each other with love. Now, there's other things in the book, too. Now, you got to remember, I know this is going to piss a lot of you off, but what can I tell you? Most religions are cults. But they're not actually religious institutions. They're cults. If you have a leader, okay, it's a cult. Now, cults work. I'm telling you, cults work like crazy because people are looking for that savior. As long as you're looking for that savior outside of yourself, cults work greatly. Now, this is what, if you hear these different terms, okay, this is how you know you're in a cult, okay? We're the chosen people, okay? We're waiting for God sent so-and-so to me, you know? God is sending someone for this. These are I had a list here, but I don't have my list here right now. But these are some of the things that you hear when you're in a cult. When you hear these things, you're in a cult. And God needs money. What in the world? And do the master of the universe, that's what they call God, what do you need with your little hard-earned dollar? You understand what I'm saying? Now let's deal with the first code of the Bible, okay? The one I like to deal with. Psalm 82, you're all God. That's what it says. Now, remember, I'm not writing this stuff. That's what it says, you're all God. That means everywhere in the book, when they speak about God, they're talking about a man or a woman, okay? Jehovah was a guy. Yahweh was a guy. Elohim was a guy. All these were men and women that they're talking about. If I understand, but they ruled at that particular time that the people who were writing the books, they were in rulership at the particular time. You follow what I'm saying? So now when you think about men and women being God, that's what the book says now. When you go back and says God made the heavens and the earth, now what you have to think about, if men and women are making the heavens and the earth, what kind of technology did they have? See, the upgrade. Now you're upgrading your mind, upgrading your thinking. If they did it then, that means that there's something wrong with the thought process of a Big Bang. Because if we did it, then we had to design it first. This is what we do. We are designers, okay? Now think about this for a second. When you think about the technology it is, think about the moon. The moon is a satellite. Have we designed satellites and put them up there? Yes, we have. Okay? Man cannot fly. I say this all the time. Man cannot fly. And go outside right now, men or women, when I say God, I'm as gender neuter, it's not gender specific, it's male or female when I say God. You go outside, slap your arms all day long, and you'll be standing in that same spot sweating because you ain't going nowhere. Because it's not natural for man to fly, okay? Because man is under nature. See, but now God is not under nature. God is a designer because God designed nature. That's right. We made nature and God designed nature. So that means that we can design whatever we want since we designed everything else out there. We're talking about our ancestors and all that stuff. So now I want to fly. If I want to fly, instead of me going out there as a man flapping my wings, I'm going out there as a guy with unlimited potential as a designer. I will design me a couple of planes to fly me around. I will design engines and jets and whatever I want because nature does not restrict God. Nature restricts man, but it don't restrict God, you know? Let's deal with men and women, just for the sake of argument, right? Well, you have to have a female, you know, to have the baby. You know, this is what they say, right? But then God comes in and says, wait a minute. All I need is a sperm and an egg. You know what I mean? I can put the baby in a test tube. I can put that in the test tube and bring all the babies that I want. You follow what I'm saying? How in the world can we think of these things? How in the world can we do these things? I understand. See what I'm saying? The book is telling you how you can do it. You have unlimited potential. Okay? Unlimited. There's no limit to what you can do. If you understand that the Bible says you are a God, that's what it means. It don't mean you're sitting up on a chair judging everybody, trying to figure out who to send down to hell, while the devil's down there sitting on a hot rod drinking tea waiting for you. That's not what it's talking about. Potential. You have unlimited potential. And you need to get this message to the little one, that they have unlimited potential. They can design their life to be whatever they want to be. They could design their life to be doctors, to be lawyers, to be Indian chiefs, whatever they want to do. they have to sit back and figure out, this is what I want. I'm going to design this for myself. We're going to be talking about health this week too, right? You can design a diet to be the most healthiest person on the planet. Right now, the 1% have designed a diet so that you're on medication by the time you're 50, because they want them, they drug dealer. And everything is centered around them selling you drugs. What can I tell you? You follow what I'm saying? So now, I'm bouncing, all this I'm bouncing off Genesis 1:29 and Psalm 82. As far as your eating is concerned, okay, we are supposed to be vegetarian or vegan according to the Bible. According to the Bible, that's what it's telling you. I've given you, see what I'm saying, a diet that will keep you here healthy for a long time. According to the Bible, the normal lifespan of a man and a woman is 999 years or 98 years, you know, give or take a year. And we die in less than 100. We get 70, 80 years old. We say, man, I've lived a long time, you know. And you just, baby, you're just getting started. You get where I'm coming from? The book is giving you the code of what to do, how to be here, how to stay here for a long period of time, you know. But we're not following the book. We're reading the book, but we're not following the book because of the minister. That's right. I know some of the ministers are going to hang up this online right now. What can I tell you? You got to give these people the right information on the book. Now, the topic for today is how come we got the book and don't have no power? Think about that for a second. You have the book, but don't have no power. We running around here in the street with picket signs trying to figure out how to get food on the table. You know what I mean? How to keep people from killing, murdering our children in the street. You know, if you really got into this book, it will tell you how to stop that. You know, it will tell you what to do. Go away. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I have a slight problem here. I'm going to put a song on for a minute. I have to go away from the mic for a minute. So I'm going to put a song on, okay? And this is one of the songs off my album. So listen up. And this song was written for one of my, I hate to say it like this when you talk about a goddess, you know, for one of my baby mamas, okay? She told one of the grandchildren, you come see about my baby, okay? So I'm going to play this song for a couple of minutes. I got to take a break here for a second, and I'll be right back, okay?
Show me so much love.
Well, I'm back. I had to take a little break there for a second. And actually, that's one of the songs off my album, Jesus is Coming. pretty interesting. I might play more songs during the week. It's my intention, to be here every day, Monday through Saturday. Well, Sunday through Saturday, to be here every day. That's my intention. We're going to start today. Since I'm back on my diet, my voice is still better. I'm not as forced or nothing like that because the diet actually works. And I'm going to actually do the diet in an extreme manner because I'm actually using the diet as a detox. That's something to think about. I'm using the diet as a detox. So there are certain things I'm restricting myself on the diet as well, because I love cheese. And, I love bread. I got a bread maker. I make my own bread with different stuff in the bread, so I have to give up the bread and all that stuff, But we're not talking about health today. We're talking about the Bible 2.0, which it covers every doggone thing, The main thing that that we're dealing with is how come we have the book and no power. Okay, but before I get back into that, I want to just run the commercial off a little bit because some of us have missed our little commercials here. So I'm going to run the commercial off a little bit. This is Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society of Love. Our radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia, U.S. time. Your call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out, if you have a comment, and we'll open up your mic and give you a chance to say what's on your mind. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you would like to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so and talk about your group. We do not charge for advertising. Everything is free. We make our money from book sales and record sales. And, in fact, I'm in the process of doing another CD now. Okay? So feel free to advertise about the business that you should want. Also, on Monday from 6 to 7, we'll be having society. Well, it won't actually be meetings, but we'll be talking about society and the news and what's going on with society, okay? That number is the same number, 516-453-9230, and I'll put you on the air for the conversation on Monday, okay? I'm going to skip a couple things here because we just get started. We released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, so if you can go on Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, we're everywhere out there, and you can pick up the album. If you want to listen to it, it's on YouTube. Look for Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is Coming, and you'll be able to pick up the you'll be able to listen to the album. Okay. Okay. Now we talk about Jesus coming back. So how in the world, where is Jesus going to come from when he comes back? He'll come back from the same place he came from the first time, out of the godless womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies you're dumping. The child you're dumping just might be the one to get us out of the mess that we're in. And boy, are we in a mess, okay? And remember, brothers, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of or step up and get more involved with children, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ is Coming. For more information on the CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1003 from 9 to 5. Also, I'm in the gold business. We're going to be buying and selling gold. I'll talk more about that on the business on the day that we do business, okay? The email address, if you want to know more about our gold business, is Elohim El Christ Elohim, ELCHRISTALAHEM at gmail.com. You can hit us with a little message, okay? And, okay, I also like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler, who wrote the book, Blue Bucks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. And now we have Legacy of a Nation show, Brother Mac, a little bit on the brother, but in honor of Brother Mac, Saturday. Now, we miss you yesterday. I've been a little bit under the weather, but I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to rumble in honor of Brother Mac because he's been doing such a good job with Legacy of the Nation. We're going to be doing a show on Saturday from 8 to 9, okay? And hopefully when he's ready, he can jump in on Saturday and give us a hand with it. You know, we always need a little help from our friends. Okay. On Saturday, we're just going to be talking about Black history on Saturday from 8 to 9, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Leather. She has a spoken word, and boy, when she speaks a word, it's a real word. So you might want to give her a listen on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual lover. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love 09. Okay, the calling number for her show is 909-749-8626. If you want a spiritual awakening, she's the one to give it to you, okay? All right. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of the Lower Pennsylvania, UN the ACL, 1918 to 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. UNA at 267-822-2320. Okay. Now also let me give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering the land to build on in Africa. In fact, in July, we'll be going to Africa. They're sponsoring the trip. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want to get tailor-made outfit or land, just give Brother Sneaky a call at 609-688-5828. Like I'm going to Africa to meet with the gold miners in Tanzania. So if anybody who's interested and want to make a trip to Africa, you can give them a call at 609-688-5828, okay? Now I'd like to give a shout-out to Save More Electric. Well, I was saying Save More Electronics. It's working on that today. So for wiring outlets, putting in and changing the light fixtures and home alarm systems. And I'll give another 3 to call at 215-909-3352. That's from 9 to 5. I have some railways from 9 to 5 just Monday, Friday, anytime. Monday, Sunday to Sunday, give them a call. And they got a nice little crew to come out. They be a little roof in, and he got a little crew out there, and I stick my chest out. That's one of my boys. Well, you see, I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He is an old-school star out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market, so give him a call. If you want to know more about his CDs and what's going on, just give him a call at 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Top Learning Academy. That's one of my babies. Businesses, licensed, certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school, and I'd like to congratulate her. Last week, she just had a baby girl, and she named her after my mother, which is Sarah. Her middle name is Sarah, too. So I just want to give her a shout-out on the radio. Okay, Philip Cox Learning Academy, after school services in West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, email address is Philip Cox Learning Academy at gmail.com. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to a resident naturopathic healer. That'd be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And if you get in touch with Dr. Paul, he'll give you a nutrient chart. Free of charge, just for calling in, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. If you're sick and you're not calling one of these special, you deserve to be sick now. Nobody deserves to be sick. So give him a call, and don't worry, be healthy. Okay, now we're back to the Bible 2.0. Come on. This is something that we need to get into, man, because that's a very powerful book. And had a lot of people throwing the book in the trash. I had one noted historian. This blew my mind. He said, man, if I'm in the bathroom, I run out of toilet paper in the Bible there, that's what I'm going to use. I said, no, he didn't just say that. I ain't going to mention his name because he's no longer with us, but he's a very powerful historian. Just because we don't believe in the Bible, that don't take away from the work that he did on his life, bringing Black history to us. Bringing Black history to us, okay? but the Bible is a very powerful book. And the question on the board, how come we don't have power although we have the book? What is wrong with what's going on, okay? Now, the ministers aren't teaching you how to get power from the book, okay? I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me when I say this, but all of the religions that you're under right now, they're cults, okay? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Look up the word cult. Look up the word and what it means. Don't get mad at me right away. Look up the word and what it means. We have to get beyond the cult and deal with the Bible as a code book if we're going to have any power to do anything. There's just a few codes that I go over that's very important that we have to have, all right? Now, I'm still in Genesis, all right? Now, if you want to know what the big boys, you know, the hierarchy, when they commit a crime, how they get out of the crime, go to Leviticus. I ain't gonna talk about Leviticus today because we're still in Genesis. We ain't gotten out of Genesis yet. But go to Leviticus. When they get in trouble, what they do? They put up a cow. They pay for it with a cow. You know how much a cow costs a day? We're talking $3,000 or $4,000 for a cow. So that was pretty expensive for them to put up a cow, but they buy their way out of trouble. Same thing they doing today. You know, it ain't changed. They commit crimes. I mean, I can name some of the ministers out there who have broken the law of the Bible, right? That who they're supposed to follow, and none of them went to jail about it. You follow what I'm saying? They go and crying for forgiveness and everything else, and then we forgive them. They go back to the same thing again, and they're raking in the money. You want to know who the God of the church they talking about? Follow the money. The Bible's telling you what's up. We are all God. Well, wait a minute, Brother Elohim. Where in the Bible does it say that God made a man a God? Come on, man. Moses. Jehovah made Moses a God. Read it for yourself. Like, I don't write this stuff. It's in the book. Moses made Aaron. Jehovah made Moses a God and made Aaron the prophet. Okay? How can a God make a God? He already knew he was a God. He just had to step up from being a man into the mindset of a God. Man, what does God do? God designs things. This is what you did. You designed this entire universe out here. They ask him, that's why they don't want you to designism over Darwinism. Ain't no contest. You're still designing stuff today. You're designing planes and buildings and trucks and everything. No matter when you need something, you sit down, you go get your pen and paper out, and you design what you want. You follow what I'm saying? Darwinism have you locked into nature. That's a man, okay? But you're beyond nature. That's what I'm saying. You design nature. When they get right into it, they're going to learn that every grain of every blade of grass, everything on this planet that's living and growing, okay? Everything that's living and growing is designed from your DNA, from your DNA down to the mitochondria. All this is designed from you. You know what I'm saying? The ape, man didn't come from ape. Ape came from man. You know what I mean? The dogs, the cats, the insects, every little thing is part of your DNA structure. You know what I'm saying? And they're learning this now, but they're not letting you know what's going on because they want you. They want you to be a great man. They want you to be a strong and powerful man. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's only one God. Oh, really? Well, then how come the Bible said, don't worship no other gods than me? If there's only one God here, that statement would never be in the book. You know what I mean? So there had to be more than one God. The book is telling you that we are gods, okay? Now you have God out here killing God, men killing men because they're just men. You know, I can kill a man or a woman. Oh, that's easy, you know? Something wrong with the thought process. Something wrong with what's going on. I see we have 1927 on the line. Boy, oh, boy. For him to come out and I'm going to open up the mic just in case he want to give a shout out or something. I'm so glad he's there. Now, Saturday we're dedicating to Brother Mac, okay, because of the hard work that he's been doing, okay? Now, I got his mic. We're not opening up Brother Mac's mic. Brother Mac, what's up, man?
Good evening, Brother Elohim. Much love, my brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I see your numbers up here. I got a real big Kool-Aid smile now, boy.
Yeah, about it. Well, I'm glad to know, because there's a Kool-Aid smile on my face at having the ability to do it, to call in. And,
absolutely.
Let's see. I appreciate those accolades that you gave regarding Legacy of a Nation every Saturday in the past. I appreciate you bringing that up historically, but I am listening with great interest at what you're teaching. If you could say more about Moses and Aaron, I would appreciate it. Because you have an uphill battle in trying in a short period of time to unteach and reteach what people have known for millennia. And I'm glad to know that you're there, big brother, because you have information and knowledge that we need. May you be blessed and walk always in the sunshine.
Well, thank you very much, my beloved. I appreciate those kind words. Everybody needs a little pat on the back sometimes, boy. And the way things have been going here for the last couple of months, I need a sledgehammer on the back to keep me going. I'm telling you. But I appreciate what you just said. I appreciate that. And hopefully when you're ready to get back in there with Legacy of a Nation, just let me know. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm trying to put you back to work. So just let me know.
Well,
I really think you did you've done a phenomenal job with Legacy of a Nation, and we're going to make sure that continues no matter what. And we're always here for you. So just, you know, and you've always been here for me. Anytime, I appreciate that. So we'll be here for each other. And we're sharing love. Love is the act to make the other feel good. And we've been in a feel good relationship for a minute. And thank you.
We are definitely doing that. That's
okay.
Thank
well, since you mentioned Aaron, you're quite well.
Much love.
Thank you. Now, since you mentioned Aaron, your mic is open, so you can jump in whenever you're ready. Since you mentioned Aaron and Moses, you follow what I'm saying? Moses was doubting himself. See, because Moses thinking like a man, and Jehovah knew that he wasn't a man. And he had to elevate Moses so that Moses would think more about what he had to do. Moses had a confidence. Because Moses says, well, he's a man. They say, well, I can't talk. I don't have the speech and all that kind of stuff. Well, Jehovah's telling him, hey, man, I got your back. You know what I mean? In fact, I'm going to make you a god. And Moses, you're going to make me a god? Oh, my goodness. But what Moses didn't realize, he already was a god. He just had to step up into the mindset and said, what are we going to do since you don't speak the language, the Jewish language? I'm saying Jewish, but it wasn't as Hebrew. You don't speak the Hebrew language all that well. I'm going to attach Aaron to you. We're going to make Aaron the prophet and make you the god. This gives you the authority over Aaron mentally, you follow what I'm saying? And by doing that, Moses had the courage and the confidence, okay, to step up and do what he had to do, because we have will, but without the desire, will don't come into play, you know? We have to have the desire to activate the will. If you desire something bad enough, you will literally will yourself into motion to work hard enough to bring it into existence. So this is what Jehovah was trying to bring out Moses. I think Moses got too big for his britches, or something happened in the story where Moses got too big for his britches, and he couldn't enter the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? But we're dealing with men of great authority. And Jehovah was a man of great authority. He was ruling at that particular time. You follow what I'm saying? Now, how was he ruling? He was ruling as God. Now, you have to, okay, I'm going to digest a little bit. We only got about 8 minutes here, but I'm not going into the story because that's where the occult practices come in, right? I'm going into the things that you can think about that will bring you into the thought process of the God that made the heaven and the earth, the founders of the men and women that made the heaven and the earth, and the technology that they had when he got on the mountaintop. You follow what I'm saying? You know that if the bush was there and it wasn't burning, that a light was put on the bush from the ship hovering in the clouds. That's what the noise was about. It was a ship up there. And he put the light down in. And when he rode on the mountain, the laws, when he wrote the laws, right, they were using the laser technology. Oh, he wrote with the finger of God. That's what the movies say. But they were using laser technology, and he was speaking to Moses through loudspeakers from the ship. You know what I'm saying? On which he was showing a light on the bush. That's why the bush wasn't consumed by the fire. Moses didn't know nothing about electricity at the time, as far as I know, because we did have to bag that battery. I don't know when that came into being, but Moses didn't know anything about light like that. If you're coming from, that's what was going on back then. Okay, Jehovah, all right, was on the ship. This is why he had such great power, why he could turn the water into this and do this into that, because he was dealing from off. He was off planet. Okay, I'm just going to drop that out there. Now you can research the story yourself, but if Psalm 82 is correct, this is what we're dealing with. When you look at the book and go through the lessons that the book is giving you, the power will hit you right in the face. We are designers. We can design whatever we want. This is what we do. This is how everything is done. This is why those that empower don't want you to realize the difference between designism and the difference between the Big Bang Theory is a thought process. Once you enter the thought process that you are a designer and that you can design what you want to bring into existence, it changes the paradigm. It changes everything. You're no longer looking for some savior outside of yourself. You can save yourself because you got it like that. The if you think about it, when they came here dealing with the Indians, right? I remember them having no picket signs. I don't remember them protesting over the Indians that they wanted more land to live on. I don't remember them going through that. They came here with the dog eat dog culture and just took what they want. Now, the indigenous people that were here, including the Moors, the Mayans, they were all here, including the colonists that were all working together, right? They didn't realize that, yes, they did realize. I can't say that because President Hanson, the way they set the military up, it was under the reap what you sow culture's control. It was under civilian control, and it's that way today. To keep the doggy dog people from just going, just taking whatever they want all the way through with this, which sort of slowed things down because the queen took over. Well, that's a whole long story. I got about a couple of minutes here. But based on Jehovah trying to give Moses the confidence to do what he had to do as a he knew Moses didn't have a confidence as a man, so he made Moses a god, told him he was a god and that he had his back, because Jehovah knew what he could do because he had a ship up there. You know what I mean? He knew what he could do. You know, when they ran around Jericho and the whole wall fell down, and there's a lot more to that than just them riding around the wall and the wall fell down. Okay, the sequences, all that stuff that's involved with that. But anyhow, I don't want to go too far into this because that's we're getting into, well, we're still in the Bible 2.0. But it's how you look at the book, how you read the book, what you're getting from the book that determines whether you're going to get power from the book or whether you're going to get money and influence. Now, think about it. Think about the black community. We got a lot of money and influence, okay? We were about the 22nd or 23rd richest nation in the world. We're dealing with just our money, you know what I'm saying? So we got money. We got influence because we out there protesting and stuff. We kicked the president off and got somebody else in there. So we do have some influence, but we don't have no power. You know what I'm saying? Something happened to one of their children. They called their own security. The lady that was in charge of the school, she had her own military. In fact, they took the military to court because of some of the genocide they was doing. It was in Afghanistan or Iraq. You know what I'm saying? And they wanted to take over, be in charge of the military, of the military achievements of some of the countries that the United States was in. They know what they have to do. See, because they're reading the book and they know the power, they know how to get the power from the book. We don't. Now, what I suggest you do, okay, I'm just learning that some of the brothers are stepping up. When you get off the line, go and Google Grandmaster Jay. That blew my mind when I bumped into what this guy was doing. And I like this kid, Grandmaster Jay. They're putting the courts on him now, but go Google. Go Google what he's doing. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to give you a little confidence in. But we're almost out of time. We're only got about 1 minute left here. I'd like to do my closing assertion while we're still streaming. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of read what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace to return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And because the spoken word is writing into the universe. So when you say, so let it be written, that means that what you're saying is vibrating through the universe, and it's your word. And what you say is supposed to come to pass. If you don't think you can make something come to pass, just don't do it. So right now, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate it. Brother Mac, always a pleasure to hear from you and get your comments. I appreciate you. And those that are on the line, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Now, this show is broadcast in 7 different countries. So this is going around the world. So if you do have a comment or something that you want to say, you're literally talking to the world. Okay? And now it's my intention to be on the air every day. Coming back, I'm back on my diet. I'm getting stronger, so this is good. So it's my intention to be on the air every day. So we'll be here tomorrow as well. And tomorrow we'll be talking about society business, society news, and what's going on with society. So just call in, okay? With that, I'd like to say much love. I love you very much, and I will chit-chat with you again tomorrow.
Much love.